The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
And you're very welcome back to The Last Word this evening with me, Frank Graney, filling in for Matt Cooper on the show. Now, NPHET met this morning to discuss a recent surge of COVID-19 cases linked to outbreaks in the counties of Kildare, Laois and Offaly, who between them have had almost half of the nation's COVID-19 cases over the past fortnight. And we were going to speculate as to what those recommendations would be, and we were going to be talking about the possibility of a localised lockdown. But I can tell you now that there has been some leaks from that meeting, and the Irish Times is now reporting that NPHET has actually recommended local restrictions in those counties. So what does that mean? Well, according to the Irish Times, cafes, restaurants and pubs will close, as well as cinemas, theatres and museums. There will be no sporting events or matches. Gyms will also have to close. They're all going to take place from midnight tonight if those recommendations are approved by Cabinet. There's lots more in it, and we'll talk about them in a little bit more detail. I want to introduce one of our guests to discuss this topic, because this, I think, directly affects you, Professor Rory Brew, a professor of public health and epidemiology at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. I understand you're living in Kildare. So what are your thoughts on those recommendations by NPHET?
Well, thank you, Frank, and thanks for giving me that update. I must say that I, and I believe all my neighbours in Newbridge and elsewhere in Kildare and Laois and Offaly, we need to be reconsidering now, doubling down on the physical distancing measures and the hygiene measures, reconsidering not only that trip to the restaurant or the pub, and I think the pub really is a bad idea, almost as bad as the house party idea, but going more and considering, on a voluntary basis, do we need to be doing that shopping trip? Any activities that we've been planning, particularly involving vulnerable people, we should be really reconsidering them. So I do welcome the cautionary approach from the department, from NPHET. But I'm sure they would also be saying, as the chief medical officer has been saying, remember the face coverings, remember the hygiene messages. We have a different epidemic now in many ways to what we had a few months ago. It's much more transferred to younger people who are asymptomatic. And we do have to assume that even though we're mainly seeing cases being reported in these concentrated settings, meat plants and direct provision sites across our three counties, that there are many more community infections out there than are being reported, because asymptomatic transmission is a bigger problem now than we thought before. So I do welcome the precautionary approach. But I will be able to say a little bit about how well our systems are working, because our testing systems and contact tracing systems are working well, and I've been consulting with my public health colleagues today about them.
Well, yes. And of course, the important thing is that these clusters have been identified, and clearly what's happening now is they're taking decisive action. And I want to bring in Holly Cairns, a Social Democrats agriculture spokesperson, a TD for Cork Southwest. And I'll just mention a couple more of the recommendations that has been reported by the Irish Times. No travel into those three counties other than for work, medical reasons or other essential reasons, like farming. That's clearly in your brief. People living there will be advised to avoid public transport, particularly those who are vulnerable. Outdoor gatherings will be limited to around 15 people and only as long as strict social distancing can be maintained. Restaurants and bars will have to close, as I mentioned, except for takeaway, and they'll still be able to facilitate that as long as they continue to, I suppose, implement those measures that I mentioned a moment ago. And it's also understood that retail outlets will remain open, but that shoppers must wear masks. Your thoughts, Deputy Cairns?
Hi, Frank. Yeah, so I suppose the state's public health team, like you said, recommending the new regional restrictions. We also have food producer in Kildare that's recently suspended all production after a number of its employees tested positive. We have SIPTU suggesting the closure of meat plants to protect workers. And I suppose the knock-on effects on supply chains from farm to fork in this situation are pretty unknown and could be catastrophic. I suppose there's a particular set of circumstances giving rise to risk in relation to meat plants and other food production companies. There's the combination of high moisture, cold temperature, close proximity of workers, physical exertion, and it's often a noisy workplace in which people are forced to shout at each other. So there's lots there.
Which obviously creates the droplets that spread the virus.
Exactly. It's a recipe. But Frank, this has been an ongoing issue, not just nationally, but globally. Mm. We've known for months, but we're still seeing clusters in the same setting. So we have to ask, what lessons have we learned from outbreaks in meat plants? Since the beginning of the crisis, I've been asking the minister what plans we have in place for potential predictable problems in food supply chains. And these questions were repeatedly unanswered. I've previously called for unannounced inspections of plants, but have there been any? I haven't been able to find out. I've been calling for a task force and will continue to seek a task force on workers' conditions in meat processing plants, because it's clear that it's needed. Because one of the really horrifying aspects of this situation, Frank, is that workers have consistently told journalists that they're frightened to talk about conditions in the sector and have kept their anonymity in media reports for fear of retribution. So we have to ask, what does this say about the industry, and is the industry doing enough? I mean, the scale of outbreaks in these plants has illustrated underlying issues in the sector. So we were all aware of the unsustainably low prices farmers receive, but now we also have a clearer picture of the conditions that workers have to endure. And we had a special COVID committee on this in the Dáil, and Adele McGinley from the Migrant Rights Centre told the special COVID committee that conditions attached to immigration status creates added vulnerabilities and challenges for workers who are in effect then tied to their employer.
And a lot of these workers, particularly in meat processing plants, they would live in large groups. And then there's the worry, obviously, that they're bringing the virus back into the community. But I want to bring Professor Brewer back in at this point, and just going back to NPHET's recommendations for localised lockdowns in those counties. Do you think this is, you know, the kick up the ass that the rest of the country needs too, that, you know, maybe a degree of complacency has set in recent times? We are being told that we need to learn how to live with the virus, and maybe this will just show the rest of the country what happens when we don't.
I think that's a very good point, Frank. I think we've been very lucky in some ways, and I think we have learned quite a lot from other countries. We're not talking about the pubs today, but that pub outbreak in Aberdeen in Scotland and the way it sort of mushroomed from 32 cases up to 54 and involving 32 different pubs and golf courses.
How quickly the picture can change?
Yeah, it's particularly venues, and not only pubs, of course, like house parties as well. And that's the danger of the cases getting out into the community. But I'd like to welcome what Holly was saying there about the social conditions. And it's not only the working conditions, but the housing conditions. And I think that does give us a responsibility as a country, because this is a model of economic growth, not only for us. I mean, Germany, there's huge outbreaks in meat plants. And firstly, there's the ethical responsibility to these people that we bring them in, we allow them stay, and we allow them work in working conditions most Irish people wouldn't work in. But the other reason why we need to have it's the vertical equity approach. We have to give more attention to how we support and protect them, because protecting them is protecting all of us. It's the nature of an infection. And I would like to say that actually we do have good systems in place. Now, I had the advantage of talking to some of my public health colleagues who've been leading on this. And I know particularly in the East, which there's a particular NGO called Safety Net, and they visit concentrated sweat settings like these, and they bring cultural expertise, language expertise. They're able to offer rapid testing on site. They're able to talk to people in probably a much more appropriate way than many of us would be able to overcome the fears, the misinformation, to encourage them to present, to encourage them to go along with isolation where it's necessary. One of the big things that has been missing up till recently has been, what are the consequences for a day labourer in effect not being able to work? And my understanding now is that a COVID payment system is being introduced, and I think this is an important measure, because if we don't ensure the livelihoods of these people and protect their health, then the infection inevitably is going to get out into the community. So yeah, there is a good system in place in the East and around the country. Departments of Public Health take responsibility for investigations and for dealing with these larger concentrated outbreaks.
Yeah, and look, I think as As Holly Cairns said earlier, unannounced inspections have to be ramped up. It's the only way enforcement measures have to be put in place, and we really have to get to the bottom of it. Otherwise, we'll keep seeing these clusters, and sadly, we'll probably keep seeing these localised lockdowns. We'll have to leave it there. Rory Brewer, Professor of Public Health and Epidemiology at the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland, and Holly Cairns, TD for Cork South West and Social Democrats Agriculture Spokesperson.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.